Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big news yesterday out of Dallas. Ding dong, Nico's gone. Nico Harrison, who Pearl will probably go down in history as shorthand for just terrible trades. Certainly in basketball history, maybe sports history. Trading away Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis, for Max Christie, and one future first-round pick. Well, Nico Harrison has now been shown the door, and it's the owner, Patrick Dumont, the new owner, who clearly looks lost here. First to even sign off on what Nico wanted to do 9 months ago to trade away Luka for not enough or at all, but now to reverse course. And I think for the Mavs fans, while you're probably happy about this because the Fire Nico chants were deafening, but you have Cooper Flagg now, and this is serious. Like, you have to figure out who's running your organization, what their philosophy is, and you can't screw this up because the only kick save and a beauty that the Mavericks got out of this whole Luka nonsense is the fact that the team fell apart and they somehow landed Cooper Flagg when they had a 1% chance to even win the lottery. And they did. And now you got a second chance here at life for the Mavericks organization. But I don't trust this owner that he's not going to mess this up somehow.
I mean, the way the NBA works, though, if you get LeBron, you can't mess it up. If you get Wemby, you can't mess it up. If you get Tim Duncan, you can't mess it up. So I do have faith that they can build around Cooper Flagg. I think the problem with Nico is his name is too easy to remember. So he will he will always be the name with this Luka Doncic trade. You think of the great bad trades. Like, who is the Vikings GM who traded Herschel Walker? Nobody knows. It's the Herschel Walker trade because Jerry took all the oxygen. So Nico, for some reason, he's been so... Nobody knew who Nico Harrison was before this trade. He was a Nike executive. NBA fans did, but I'm saying he didn't cross over. Now everybody knows that guy's name. Because Fire Nico is such an easy chant. He will go down. Every trade has a name, right? This will be the Fire... This will be the Nico Harrison debacle.
And he deserves all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, he'll probably never work in the NBA again. I can't even imagine who could hire him, even from a PR standpoint. I'm not trying to bury the guy, but like, he made his own bed. And here's the other part. To me, it's the trade, obviously, on itself was ridiculous. And I said they should have just fired him the next day because we all knew this was going to happen, whether it was 2 days later, 9 months later, which it ended up being. But to me, the reason why I have no problem, you know, sort of celebrating someone losing their job is because of how arrogant he was after the trade. It was trashing Luka out the door, right? On the way out, behind the scenes, off the record, on the record, you know, saying that he wasn't a culture fit, you know, lecturing Luka on work ethic, kind of invoking, like, you know, the deceased Kobe Bryant, like Kobe would have never stood for this. Like, come on, man. Like, that to me was so arrogant and silly coming from him or anyone. And I think he alienated Dirk Nowitzki. I think he did a lot of really bad things with this Luka trade that was beyond the trade. The trade itself was terrible. The ripple effects, I think, have also been bad. And there's a lot now to clean up here for the Mavs.
Yeah, you know, one thing you and I think disagree on, I know the Mavs made a finals. But that has a big asterisk. Like, they never felt like they were close to winning a title with Luka Doncic. I disagree.
I mean, it wasn't a great finals, but it wasn't something to build on.
No, see, I don't think that. I think the team, where they were going with Luka was just not exactly the right team building. And I don't know that it's going to be easy to build around Luka because he's very ball dominant, but it didn't feel like the energy was right with Luka there. I felt like they were kind of going in the wrong direction. So regardless, I understand where that kind of came from. And Luka's game, he's kind of, to me, he's like a wildly talented Russell Westbrook at times. Like, he just eats all the stats, but he hasn't really found the mix to make him a championship level player yet, in my opinion. He might get it in LA, and there might be a year where he can muscle his way through, but how does Luka fit in? I think that Dallas he went to the owner and said, like, look at where the team is. You know, I don't think we can build around this guy. I could see an owner being like, okay, but if you're going to do that, you better get the hall of all halls back. Because Luka is an MVP type player. But to me, Luka's not necessarily a championship level player yet. Like, I don't know. For example, Jokic figured out a way to elevate his game to championship level. Can Luka do that? He hasn't done it yet.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm going to disagree with you on that Mavs run. You know, beat the Clippers in the first round, beat the Thunder in the second round.
A very young Thunder, yeah.
Well, they won the title the next year, so I don't know how, like, they were close. And then beat Minnesota with Anthony Edwards, who at the time was being compared to Michael Jordan.
Come on. That's not wildly impressive, but go ahead. Anyway. Minnesota, they're beating the Thunder, I like. The beating the Minnesota, you lost me for a second.
All right. Whatever. So that's okay. I disagree with that run, but you and I can quibble about that. But I feel like the Mavs only would have had to look back into their own history to see what could have been brewing. There was a time when Dirk Nowitzki made the finals for the first time, and they lost to the Dwayne Wade, Shaquille O'Neal, Miami Heat. And the next year, Dirk won MVP, and they lost in the first round. It felt like rock bottom. Like, what are we doing? And then what happened? Dirk got back. And no one ever accused Dirk of, like, not working on his body or whatever. They did accuse him of being soft, and they did accuse him of not being mentally tough. And then Dirk goes on the heater of all heaters, where he beats Kobe, he beats Kevin Durant, and he beat the LeBron, Wade, Bosh, Heatles. And it's a title that's remembered for all time. And Dirk is now an all-time player because he did that. And so if I'm looking at the Mavs now, it's like you learn nothing from your history. What makes you think that Luka Doncic getting to one finals and losing means that he was going to forever be a loser? And that's why I think, along with the return of how little they got, and Anthony Davis is injured all the time and street clothes is his nickname, but just to give up on someone... Like, imagine if the Mavs had given up on Dirk Nowitzki after he lost his first finals. You would not have this amazing player with a literal statue outside.
Yeah, I mean, it did take them 5 years to get back. That's a millennium in current NBA standards. It's a really good point. I can't argue against Dirk waiting. I did not see it. They built a great team around Dirk, too, by the way. That was perfect for him. I did not see this particular franchise building around Luka in the right way. I felt like they were looking for sort of shortcuts to figure this out. And I never saw it happening. I just did not see Dallas, especially in the West, coming out of there with Luka. I honestly think Luka has a better chance now that LeBron's going to be gone in LA. Just start fresh because Kyrie and Luka never really did it for me. This is about the Bills probably, because I think getting to a finals doesn't prove anything. It's really, you might get through the Western Conference, but how close are you really winning the whole thing? I didn't think they were getting anywhere closer. I thought they were probably going the opposite direction.
Yeah, I find a lot of flaws with that argument. You know, LeBron James got to a finals and got swept that first time in Cleveland against the San Antonio Spurs. Did anyone think LeBron James never going to be back? LeBron James can't win a title? Like, sometimes
in Cleveland,
first trip
we all thought that.
But sometimes your first trip to the finals is not indicative of who you are, who you become.
Like, LeBron had to leave.
But the Boston Celtics lost a finals to the Golden State Warriors. They came back and won. Like, that's part of this, to me, the Luka trade is giving up on him, obviously, but also the arrogance of it to think that he would not, like, take care of his body, find his prime, step into another level. Like, the quote from the owner at the time was, nobody is allowed to be on the Mavericks if you're here for a vacation.
Well, let me ask
that is insulting to your superstar.
Let me ask you a question. Why did it take a trade to LA for Luka to lose 25 pounds?
Well, you don't know that he could have gotten that same wake-up call, right? Like, you don't know when a guy ultimately decides to, you know, turn it on, change their body. Charles Barkley took him a little bit longer than everybody else. He eventually did it, got to a finals, ran into Michael Jordan. What are you going to do?
Well, if you're the owner, you'd be like, wait, this guy goes to LA and he loses 30 pounds. Why wouldn't he do that for me?
And come on, man. The owner today is apologizing all over himself for what he
did. No, it was a terrible trade, but I understand. Like, honestly,
like you like the trade.
The major flaw is Nico Harrison would have had to build this team around Luka. That wasn't happening. I was not a fan of where the Mavs were going before the trade. I think Luka would probably want out by now anyway if he had stayed. I just don't like anything the Mavs are doing. I mean,
honestly, he was crying when they got traded. Why would you think he want out?
But just because, like, kind of be honest, I don't think, is there any way if Luka had stayed with Kyrie, like, they were going back to the finals in the West? No way. They would have been headed in the wrong direction. And we've learned now that Nico Harrison's a terrible GM. He was the guy who was going to build the team around Luka. That was not going to work.
Man, what a debacle. But meanwhile, maybe a step in the right direction yesterday. They fire Nico Harrison. Poll question, if we can. Will the Mavs ruin Cooper Flagg? Because, you know, bad owners are bad owners. And bad owners who don't know what they don't know, and bad owners who meddle, and bad owners who listen to yes men, and bad owners who seem to have the qualities that this guy Patrick Dumont possesses, to me, they can ruin anybody. And so if I'm a Mavs fan, yes, I'm happy today in the short term, but I still am very skeptical in the long term that they're going to be able to help Cooper Flagg. Okay, let's get to the great debate.
The Great Debate Series.
All right, Pearl. I don't have to tell you this, but if you are a regular listener to our show, thank you. We all have a little slight obsession with Sydney Sweeney around here. And by we, I mean y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Manny's grinning like a fool.
Anne Hathaway over here, Mrs.
Right.
I'm smitten.
But you will find a place in your heart for Sydney Sweeney, EJ.
Sure.
Wait.
So Sydney Sweeney is in a movie now, a boxing movie.
Oh, that's what she's been promoting?
It's called Christy. It's about Christy Martin, who is a famous boxer, Pearl. You know this. Well, according to the internet, the movie stinks. It's bad.
Really? I saw nobody wants to see it, but I saw the movie was okay. It's supposed to be bad?
I mean, the critical reviews may be good, but the commercial success doesn't seem like it's going to be there.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah, maybe the movie's not bad. I don't know. I haven't even seen the trailer.
65% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Is that good
or bad? That suggests it's okay.
What was it, 65?
That's 65, yeah.
It was 90 something the other day because they were running ads saying 92% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, that was probably the pre.
Yeah, but she's actually got, it's stupid, but she has got a little Oscar buzz.
Yeah, but apparently her PR team has been emailing people for the last 36 hours.
She created the Oscar buzz, but there is Oscar buzz.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on.
Okay, so there's a lot going on with Sydney Sweeney in this boxing movie called Christy. Whether it's good, whether it's bad, I don't know, and I'm never going to probably see it. But it did get us thinking about the great boxing movies, Pearl. And I know it's a little bit of a departure. It's not exactly on the news, but because Sydney Sweeney's in this movie and because she's basically the seventh member of the show, we decide to do our great debate. What is the greatest boxing movie of all time? Pearl, go ahead.
Okay. Well, if I'm going first, I got to go with the GOAT. Of course, Rocky.
Ain't gonna be no rematch. The one won.
So Rocky is one of only three sports movies to ever win the Oscar, the other being Chariots of Fire and Million Dollar Baby. But Rocky launched the franchise, so I assume people are gonna do Rocky sequels. I still think Rocky 1 is underappreciated by all the young people who've only seen the Creed movies. It is an amazing, it's like a film and a movie, and you feel good, and it's dark and gritty and weird. And listen to the movies it beat for the Academy Award. All the President's Men, which got a second life when Robert Redford passed away. Incredible movie. Network, which is an all-time movie. And Taxi Driver, which is an iconic movie. And Rocky was just as good as any of those. When he is running through the Italian market in Philadelphia, still gets me fired up. And this is, I don't want to debate Rocky versus all the other Rockies because I love them all, but I think you got to take the original in this case. That's going to be my argument. So Rocky, best boxing movie of all time.
All right, we're doing the great debate today. Greatest boxing movie ever. This is based off of Sydney Sweeney's got a new boxing movie out there to mixed reviews.
The pain in your voice every time you say that.
What, about Sydney?
Yeah, like it's based on Sydney Sweeney.
Uh-huh. I like her television work.
Okay, I like her.
Yeah.
DT.
We know, Manny. Okay.
Indeed.
To me, the best boxing movie of all time is one that almost appeared to flip the genre a little bit on its head. That is Raging Bull.
Winner by unanimous decision, Sugar.
Yeah.
They only gave him that decision because he's going in the army next week. That's the only reason.
Knocked him down. I don't know what else I gotta do.
You won and they robbed you. They're miserable because their mother's. That's why.
I've done a lot of bad things, Joey. Maybe it's coming back to me.
De Niro's Jake LaMotta. Obviously, you got Pesci there as Joey LaMotta, his trainer and his brother. Catherine Moriarty is the wife in this movie. She is excellent. It's obviously a Martin Scorsese film. But what I love about this, Pearl, is just not only the acting by De Niro, gained 80 pounds, lost 80 pounds, you know, all the things that are kind of in film lore. But this, to me, maybe there have been a couple other movies like this that came before it, but this one really was about the boxer as the man and how the success in the ring was the flaws outside of the ring, right? And just how paranoid and depressed and everything that Jake LaMotta was and what he won in the ring, he lost in real life.
Yeah.
Now, there have been some other movies like that on the waterfront, maybe, but this one really drove the point home. I also was lucky enough I got to see this on the big screen,
which
was really cool. In Rochester, New York at the Eastman Movie House, which was awesome.
Fun. Was that a date?
No, I was visiting my older brother.
Gosh, that sounds like a depressing thing to sit through.
It was. Winter in Rochester, New York. Hey, let's go watch Raging Bull. But it was cool. It's cool to see it on the big
screen. Black and white domestic situation. Wonderful.
Did win 2 Oscars. Fantastic movie. Best boxing movie ever. Go ahead.
Did they have counselors outside in the box office?
Was it Valentine's Day?
Just booze.
All right, time to lighten it up, right? So Maggie went with an all-time great movie, but a dark movie. Perloff went with the original Rocky, a great movie and definitely feel good, but also some dark elements. I'm going with the movie that I think is a little more enjoyable, a little more fun. It remains in the Rocky franchise, but we're going with what my opinion is the best one, number 3.
You're a disgrace to this sport.
Shut up, old man. You that chump that know where I had to come from. Bad boy, your family doing real nice, ain't it? You call yourself a fighter? Prove it now. Give me that same chance. The way he's been ducking is the disgrace. If he ain't no coward, why don't he fight me then? Hey, woman. Hey, woman. Listen here. Since your old man ain't got no heart, maybe you'd like to see a real man. I bet you stay up late every night dreaming you had a real man, don't you? I tell you what, bring your pretty little self over to my apartment tonight, and I'll show you a real man.
You want it? You got it! You got it!
This is basically on the strength of Mr. T as Clubber Lang, who is, in my opinion, by far the best Rocky villain, antagonizing Mickey, antagonizing Adrian, antagonizing Rocky.
Yeah.
And it was a great because you actually got to see Rocky lose in embarrassing fashion and has to get his own confidence back. There's a great message about being fearful of failure and what that means when you get success. It's just an overall great story, great movie. Shout out to Mr. T, especially, again, my favorite Rocky villain. That is, in my opinion, the best boxing movie.
Can you say it's not dark? Mickey dies in the spoiler.
Yeah, you spoiled the movie for Bogus. Thanks a lot. Yeah, that's true.
Wait, did you notice Mickey wasn't there in Rocky IV, Bogus? That's because he died in Rocky
IV. To know that he wasn't there.
By the way,
there was that.
There was a big death in Rocky IV.
Yes, there was.
Yeah, I know. Because he was in the corner because Mickey was dead. Apollo had to be there.
Yeah. That was a big omission in my mind.
By the way, best Rocky bad guy. Mr. D makes, I mean, Apollo is awesome, too.
Apollo's great, too.
But he's different because he's also a good guy.
Yeah, to me, it's like he's like a frenemy. This was real animosity, a pure villain.
And Drago's back in the new one, right? He's in the last Creed movie, which is awesome.
Okay, we're doing the greatest boxing movie ever is The Great Debate, loosely based on the news. The news is Sydney Sweeney is in a movie where she plays a boxer. Manny, go ahead.
Well, I think my choice is more indicative of the sport of boxing over most of my life. I mean, I'm 28 years old, and for most of it, boxing has been kind of a snooze. Don't like it. Hasn't really, you know, built up to its expectations. So I'm kind of out on the boxing movies. However, there is this one movie that I watched at a way too young age from nearly credit to credit, and that one is Fight Club.
No one's watching. What do you care?
Wait, what? This is crazy. You want me to hit you?
That's right.
What, like in the face?
Surprise me.
This is so stupid.
Mother! You hit me in the ear!
This movie has drugs, it has a little bit of sex, it has buildings exploding, and I feel as though the most important part is that it has people punching each other in the face, ergo boxing movie, I got Fight Club.
Wow. This is like a bigger question. Is Fight Club a boxing movie?
No.
Not even
a question.
No. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, is a hot dog a sandwich? This is one of the all-time questions now.
Not really.
No,
yeah, this I think you kind of need a boxing glove to make it a boxing movie.
Incorrect.
You need your fist clenched up and some contact, skin to skin, like this one right here.
But that's called... Wait, so you don't think you need a boxing glove to make it a boxing moving bone?
I think people, when they first started fighting, didn't wear gloves. Bare knuckle boxing is a real thing.
Jack Dempsey? He might have worn gloves.
Okay. And it's a boxing... Was there any MMA in that movie?
No, I know Jared Leto's face got all messed up. All right,
that's
folks,
a shame.
What's the greatest boxing movie of all time?
I nominate the true story of Irish-American boxer James Braddock, forced into retirement by a broken right hand. He's got to become a longshoreman. The Great Depression hits, money's scarce, so he gets back in the ring on a whim, and he knocks out the number two title contender. Career restarts, and it leads to this.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have your decision. It's unanimous. Winner and the new world champion, James
J. Braddock. It's called Cinderella Man, the 2005 tour de force from Russell Crowe, making Renee Zellweger make those noises by beating Max Baer for the light heavyweight title. Paul Giamatti's the corner guy in this movie. He won the SAG Award for Best Supporting Actor. So I give you Cinderella Man.
Great film. All right, so based off the Sydney Sweeney boxing movie, our great debate today is what's the greatest boxing movie of all time? You can weigh in 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Man, that was 2005.
Yeah.
Whoops.
And you didn't like Million Dollar Baby. You said that the other day.
I did not like it.
Too heavy?
Oh, I mean, and the ending is just...
Yes.
I mean, I picked Raging Bull, which has a really sad ending.
Yeah, but still romantic.
Does the bull die?
Why is he upset?
Yeah, like, is he happy by the end of it? Give him some Red Bull or something?
Does the bull die? It's not what's the...
It's not Adam the Bull from Cleveland.
No. What's the book, Pearl, about bullfighting?
Oh, Hemingway?
Yeah.
It's on Also Rises?
Yeah, it's on Also Rises.
Any relation to Bill Durham? Bull Durham.
Same.
Not
Same.
Bull or Bill.
All right. Bull's son.
Does the bull die? It's awesome. Okay, so let us know, how did we do? Who's got the best boxing movie of all time? Coming up, we're going to play the blame game because something's going wrong in the NFL and we need to point the finger.
All right, Maggie. I actually won last night on a one you wouldn't expect. I went less than on Isaiah Hartenstein's rebounding total on Prize Picks. I just had a hunch that he was not going to clean up the glass. And that's the thing with Prize Picks. If you have a hunch, you could win big with it. And right now, you keep the season rolling by getting a $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. So simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport. Pick more or less on their projections. And if you're right, you could win big. I'm on a roll in the NBA. What are you thinking, Meg?
Okay, tonight, I think I'm going to do a little hockey college football bingo bongo. I got Connor Bedard more than a half of an assist. So, I mean, one assist, and I'm a winner there. And then I'm going to do a little action, Pearl. Do you know Buffalo's in action tonight?
Not my
Bills, but the Bulls. Buffalo Bulls.
Horns up.
Facing off against the Chippewas of Central Michigan.
Give me Raging some Bulls.
Nick McMillan. I'm going to go less than 78.5 receiving yards. And Prize Picks is so cool because I would never even think of that combination if it weren't for them. And this is the obsession of the show. And if you're wondering if Prize Picks is available where you are, probably. It's available in 40-plus states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. So what do? You download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code MNP. Get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code MNP on Prize Picks. You get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. So win or lose, you'll get $50 bonus credit in lineups just for playing. It is guaranteed. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, welcome back. Maggie and Perloff. That triumphant music is on the show because we're debating the greatest boxing movie of all time, loosely based on the fact that Sydney Sweeney's in a boxing movie right now that nobody went to see, apparently. But it made us think, what's the greatest boxing movie of all time? I think there's no sport that lends itself more to movies than boxing. Mm-hmm. Boxing won. Baseball has a lot of good movies. But to me, it's boxing. And I chose Rocky, Maggie.
Yeah, I chose Raging Bull. EJ chose Rocky 3. Manny sparked some controversy by picking Fight Club. And Bogish went with Cinderella Man. But I think I know why, too. Like, boxing is not an easy type of sport to shoot, but obviously much, like, easier than a football game, you know, where you need to have multiple extras and, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you're right. These movies, the camera's up close on guys. You can see the faces. Football is impossible. I mean, like, football, you need to get lucky. That being said, I don't even think this is a great debate. I feel like I should win this one.
Well, we'll see. Brad's in Oregon. Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Good, guys. Good. Thanks for taking my call this morning. I want to kind of get back on that Dallas trade.
Sure.
You know, Luka didn't want to come lose weight. I agree with Perloff why he didn't want to lose weight and come into, you know, season and in shape and everything like that. He was wanting a ton of money signing for this new contract that was coming up. And plus, at the time, Dallas was needing a player that could play defense. AD, when he's healthy, he's the best defensive player in the league, one of the best. And all around, I don't agree with the trade, but I could see what Dallas was kind of looking at. Should they have asked other teams to get a better haul? Yes. But going back to that trade, the day that it happened, anybody that believed that LeBron James did not know about this trade has got to be living in Wonder Wonderland.
Well, Brad, yeah, that's a whole other side of this thing.
Yeah.
You know, Brad, thank you for the call. I'm just going to disagree on this one point. I know that we love when, you know, we have a Michael Jordan who's a one of one where your best offensive player was also your best defensive player, Pearl. But that's not how it always works in the NBA. Like, Nikola Jokic is not a really good defensive player, quite frankly. And you want to know what? They figured out a way to build a team around him that highlights his strengths, his incredible scoring and passing ability, the way he sees the floor, his intelligence, all of that. Like, I don't know if to be a winner or even to be considered a great player, do you necessarily have to be the greatest two-way player of all time? Like, I think that's kind of what Brad was not maybe saying totally, but he's like, they needed defense and Luka doesn't provide that. Well, not every superstar is like that.
Yeah,
and teams still win championships.
Luka was a problem. You had to build a defense around him. So how do you build a team? Because Luka needs shooters around him, and it's just a tricky combination of how to. And we'll see how the Lakers do it. I'm not sure the Lakers are going to be able to build it. It's hard. And okay, I'm going to say this because it sounds stupid, but Jokic won one title. He's probably going to end his career as a top 10 NBA player. He's going to have a little Aaron Rodgers feel. Like, why could this guy only win one title? He was so dominant. Denver, it's not that easy with him not being a dominant defender like Tim Duncan. There are limits on what Denver can do as well. I mean, listen, it's better if you have a Michael Jordan type. That's all I'm saying. Or LeBron. When LeBron focuses on defense, it's insane. He can dominate a game that side of the ball too. So that is a flaw. It's not something to just be dismissed. You're right. You don't need it necessarily, but if a player like Luka should be better on defense. Actually, I don't know if he's playing better in LA, but he definitely was not trying hard in Dallas.
Listen, I mean, Steph Curry, they've had to hide on defense.
Yeah, Steph's a good one.
There are guys who are considered all-time great players who you can win with who aren't great defenders.
Well, SGA is probably the fifth best defender in the starting lineup of the Thunder, but he's kind of still awesome at defense because the Thunder are great.
Yeah, that's true. Let's get to Andrew Bogish, who's got headlines for us. And by the way, you can go vote. The poll is up at Maggie and Pearl for the greatest boxing movie of all time. And you can also leave your responses there or in the chat, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet.
These headlines are sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance. Protecting your business vehicles 24/7. See if you can save at progressivecommercial.com.
How about middle fingers?
We got carried away with Gus Johnson last update. Didn't get to tell you that Indiana stays number 2 in the new CFP rankings. Ohio State, A&M, and Alabama also again getting first round byes. The projected first round matchups are Georgia, South Florida, Texas Tech, Miami, Oregon, Notre Dame, and Ole Miss, Texas. Travis Hunter is officially done for the season. The Jaguars say the rookie had surgery yesterday to repair his LCL. He'll be back to full activity in 6 months. And here in New York, the Giants reportedly elevating Jameis Winston to number 2 on the depth chart because...
I look good, and I know it.
And because Russell Wilson doesn't. This puts Jameis in line to start Sunday's game with the Packers if Jackson Dart is still in concussion protocol.
Wait, can I say something? So Mike Kafka, however you pronounce it, Kafka is now the interim head coach.
That's right, Margaret.
And I don't think anyone actually thought, Pearl, that he would become the head coach of the New York Giants. Nobody thinks that.
Right, it'd be an unusual one, yeah.
However, the move to Jameis immediately upon getting this job is probably one that's going to make him pretty popular.
Yeah. He's been obviously rumored to be a head coach before. I know he's had many interviews.
Yeah, right? The last two cycles he's interviewed for multiple jobs, yes.
By the way, Jameis is going to get probably a little destroyed by Michael Parsons, but whatever.
Who's he throwing to is the problem, too, right? Like
Darius Slayton, we already discussed.
Oh, yeah, Slayton was kind of fire.
Is Wandale Robinson still available?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I don't think you'll probably, what do you need, 12 points to beat the Packers right now? So the way Matt LaFleur is coaching.
Yeah, just 2 touchdowns to Lil Jordan Humphrey.
Yeah. By the way, I'm sorry to take it. Do you know who got killed on the internet yesterday? All the analytics are just destroying Matt LaFleur. It's destroying. Mm-hmm. And we'll see it against the Giants. Like his.
Like what number? Like
he's so reliant on the running.
Gotten up and beaten Matt LaFleur over the head with something. Like
he is the most run heavy coach in this century of all time. Like he's the most, every analytic person, he's the most predictable run, running on first and second down. He's killing the Packers. That is the NFL Cognoscente, you know, the Ben Solaks of the world from ESPN, they are all anti-LaFleur. Watch it. You heard it here first. People are turning on LaFleur, and I think he is going to wear this Packers thing. If they lose to Jameis Winston, that is a massive problem. You're right. I know the way you said that. You're like, you think Jameis could win this game?
No.
I do. You're talking about future head coach Matt LaFleur? Future Giants head coach Matt LaFleur?
They're not going to want it. If they beat him in this game, they're not going to take him. Hmm. I mean, if the Packers do not beat Mike Kafka and Jameis Winston, assuming it's Winston and not Jackson.
Yeah.
But it's going to be Winston, I think.
Yeah, we're going to have some serious conversations about the Packers.
P.S. Everybody that's covering the Giants keeps mentioning Mike McCarthy. Speaking
that's
of
wonderful.
Former Packers.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I mean, not great. They called me a madman literally yesterday.
I see a lot of Halfley.
It really makes sense.
Halfley, McCarthy, and Spags are the universal suggestions. And then there's the occasional Lane Kiffin. There's the occasional Antonio Pierce. Oh, yeah, obviously, there's the Belichick tack on.
Yeah, Spagnuolo and Pierce were great head coaches.
Manny, you're not going to be happy with anybody.
No,
I mean,
no,
to be fair
I'm
to
not.
Spags, he no, was I'm a not. Head coach when the Rams were still in St. Louis. So he may have learned a few things winning all those Super Bowls with the Chiefs.
But he did have Kurt Warner.
Don't you forget the interim
Nick Foles.
Don't you forget the interim period that he had with the New York Football Giants. Don't you forget about that one too.
Yeah. Oh, after what, McAdoo got fired?
Yeah, I think so.
1-3.
Oh.
Oh, right. It was the beginning of the year. Yeah. Oh, no, the end of the year. After the boat trip, the infamous boat trip, Odell Beckham Jr. on the boat with the Timberlands on.
Jackson, don't get on a boat.
No boats, no Tims for Jackson Dart.
The Denver Nuggets pushed their win streak to 5 last night, 122-108 in Sacramento. Nikola Jokic, 33 points, 15 rebounds, 7 assists. On the flip side, the Kings are now 3-8, so Doug Christie was feeling it postgame.
Good evening. Some of you guys, I think everybody in here knows me. If you don't, my name is Douglas Dale Christie. I'm head coach of the Sacramento Kings. Okay. Change is hard, y'all. It's hard. But understand, and we understand, that we're not there yet.
He introduced himself?
But we about to work at it like crazy. We totally get that. And it'll be bumpy. It will. Because change is like that. But buckle up. For the real ones, buckle up.
Huh?
There were 2 more minutes of this speech, and then he left. No questions from reporters last night.
He was the coach last year.
Yeah.
He was the interim coach last year. They played 11 games already, but now it's time to buckle up. Now the hard work
begins.
When
he introduced himself, it kind of sounded like a meeting. Like, did he realize where he was, but he gave too much information?
Yeah.
He coached 51 games last year, and he said, we're about to get this thing going. I'm like, what? You've been coaching for a year. What are you talking about?
What were we doing last year?
The introduction as well just gave me Deshaun Foster vibes.
We're in L.A. It's us and USC.
It's us and the Lakers and the California and the Warriors.
It's so funny, too, to the irony of introducing yourself to the Kings media, which is also the team you are most remember playing.
Maggie, he worked with them. Those are his former colleagues.
I forgot he did TV for them.
There's only like 8 of them.
Why did he do that?
I don't know. I don't know why I got the full government name introduction.
Yeah, name and rank.
He was on one.
Something weird is going on with that team.
You think?
Zach LaVine was crashing out the other day, too.
How about this is maybe this, you know, Manny started a debate today, is Fight Club a boxing movie? Maybe he's getting up there like, I am Robert Paulson. He might as well have said that. Would have made just as much sense.
Let's jump to college hoops. Number 12, Louisville winning its rivalry game with 9th-ranked Kentucky, 96-88. 7th-ranked BYU beat Delaware, 85-68, after trailing by 13 in the first half. A.J. Dibanza with 18 points and 7 boards. A double repeat for managers of the year. Ooh. Milwaukee's Pat Murphy, Cleveland's Stephen Vogt winning again. Murphy joining Bobby Cox as the only repeat winners in NL history. Tampa Bay's Kevin Cash doubled up just a few years ago.
The great thing is, it's right in front of us.
Can't believe he got snubbed.
Wasn't even a finalist, right?
Oh, can you believe that?
Not even top three.
Asinine stuff.
All those wins?
Tony La Russa never won a back-to-back NL manager of the year.
I guess back-to-back's the thing,
St. Louis?
I mean, there is like a logical argument that if you won last year, how much better of a job could you have done the next year to win again? You know what I mean?
It's like winning back-to-back comeback player of the years.
Yeah, like you did it. You did the same thing last year.
Did he do that?
Basically.
Yeah, I mean, Vogt, at least, I guess, had that great last 5 or 6 weeks to chase down the Twins, but that's like AL Central Manager of the Year, not the entire American League. John Schneider won 94 games in Toronto.
Yeah.
So... yeah, but I guess doing it back-to-back is the rarity.
Does that mean you get fired twice now? Like most people who...
Only if you're the Marlins manager would you be fired.
Coach of the Year, you get fired soon. So
yeah,
get
Coach
fired.
Of the Year is kiss of death.
You're going to get double fired now?
I wouldn't want anywhere near that award. The moment you win it, all of a sudden the expectations is that you're the greatest coach of all time. And when you're not, you get fired.
Ask Brian Daboll.
Didn't work out well for him. He should have never won in the first place. 888-710-4...
Kevin Stefanski's coming to you, too.
888-710-4476. Okay, guys, let's continue our conversation about the greatest boxing movie of all time. This is based off of Sydney Sweeney's boxing movie premiere. Can we say her name without you giggling?
No.
Coming up, we do have one question. Playing the blame game when it comes to one NFL team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Lots going on today, so glad you're with us. Reacting to Nico Harrison getting the axe, Pearl, and we all knew this was coming at some point or another. You can't make that Luka Doncic trade and think you're just going to, what, skip through the daisies for the next 20 right. years? Not happening.
Why 11 games into the season or whatever? That makes no sense. So I don't know why they didn't do it in the offseason.
Well, they're 3-8, so I don't think the vision is coming together, I think was probably the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak. We also have a great debate going today because it is Wednesday, so we do that every Wednesday, loosely based on the news. What's the greatest boxing movie of all time? This is off of Sydney Sweeney, who's become slightly a slight obsession here on the show. Her boxing movie is out now to mixed reviews. Let's go to Sean's in Oregon. What's up, Sean?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I think this is one of the easiest debates, and I'm going to say it is Rocky because it was the only movie worth making a sequel over. Mm. And I'll say, Perloff, you're kind of letting me down here, brother.
How so?
You're the guy that usually gets people on these technicalities, and you know that in a court of law, Fight Club does not hold up. There's not even a boxing ring, brother.
Oh, Sean, I totally said that. I said there's no boxing. There's no boxing gloves. There's a million reasons. Although I do love the movie.
And I want to defend Nico Harrison a little bit here. You know, I remember after that finals, they didn't say that Luka was bad on defense. They said that he was a sieve. And I remember when Boston needed a basket, they just went after Luka. And it's really hard building around a one-way player. I mean, you look at like all the – go down the line, brother. I mean, defensive players that play offense well, you don't need to be the best defensive player like Michael Jordan. But you look at like Giannis. You look at any of these guys. You look at like we won a championship with Bill Walton. You look at anybody. Most of them are on at least like the first or second defensive team. Most guys at least know how to play defense.
Sean, what about Steph Curry?
Steph Curry? Well, Steph Curry is a great offensive player. He's not even a leader on his team. And we all know that Draymond Green stirs the drink on that
team. No, but you're talking, but who's going to end up higher on an all-time greatest list, Steph Curry or Draymond Green? And I know you know the answer to that. And Steph Curry has to get hidden on defense.
You're just pointing out an offensive player. And he's a one of one.
Okay, Jokic.
So, like, if you're going to be.
So now I got two of two.
I'm not going to roll the dice and just hope I can build around somebody like that.
Yeah, but you're discounting then Luka. Like, here's the thing, though, Sean. Here, and I get your point. I'm not trying to come after you. How many times, though, do we have guys who got to the finals the first time and failed there? And that was not indicative of how the rest of their career was going to go. Right?
But let me ask you this, Maggie. Yeah. Maggie and anyone else who's calling, I see there's some other calls on this.
Thank you, Sean. Talk to you soon.
Do you expect Luka to win the title this year in L.A.?
I don't know. It's like full season in L.A.
But just again, it's a challenge to figure out how do I build a championship team around this guy. That is that's sort of what I was talking about. I was obviously not defending the trade, but I do think it's hard. It's going to take a really, you know, to get Steph Curry to a title, they had to build this amazing system.
Okay, and that there are other like people who are innovative and can build rosters. Yeah. Nico Harrison wasn't one of them. I don't know if, you know, Rob Pelinka and JJ Redick are the guys. But also, can I just point this out? Luka's 26. When we talk about athletic primes and we talk about guys when they get into their championship window, Pearl, do we actually talk about guys who are 22 and 23? Not really. Mm. LeBron took a while. Jordan took a while. Giannis took a long time. Obviously, he came in much more raw into the league. Jokic took a minute. He came in raw to the league, was a second-round pick. So it
Wemby's
doesn't...
already there at 21. But go
ahead. Let's see if Wemby can make it through the season.
So wait, but I have a real question for you, though. Like, yeah. What do you do with Luka? Do you want shooters around him, LeBron style? Do you want a passing system like Steph Curry? I'm not quite sure. I'm really curious. I want to watch the Lakers a lot. I know they're having a pretty good start, but I see they're 13th in championship odds this year, which is kind of weird with a player that good. I do think it's interesting. Like, even I'm not defending the trade by any means, but I do think you have to be smart about how you build around Luka. And Luka has to change too, which I think he will. Like, Luka has to share the ball a little more. I've always thought that.
Jeff is in St. Louis. Good morning, Jeff.
I just want to, Perloff, this is the worst take. Those are the same thoughts that were bouncing around Nico Harrison's head as he was trying to justify himself making that trade. And then he went to his Nepo baby owner, who literally has no idea what's going on, and was able to convince him, oh, hey, you know, let's do that. And now look what's happened. I mean, it's a complete debacle. They got Cooper Flagg. He had the best college team that they could have last year. He couldn't win the title with them. Even the trade is bad. Michael Bridges brought 5 first-round draft picks back. Michael Bridges. And then he trades for a broke-down Anthony Davis, who's 6 years older. Luke is a 5-time first-team All-NBA as a 25-year-old. And they get rid of him? None of it makes sense. It's just the worst trade in the history of the NBA. Every trade from this point on is a Nico trade. You're right. And Maggie, you're exactly right. Young guy, keep going. Build around him. They had Gafford. They had Lively, 2 long guys that play really good defense. Very young. This team would have melted together without Nico, and they would have found a way to do it. It's just the worst trade ever.
Jeff, I mean, drop the mic. Fantastic call. You're right about this. And, you know, I don't even see anyone who's ever saying Jason Kidd. Like, are you even sure you had the right coach for this team? You know?
He feels like he's pretty well thought of, though.
Yeah, because he's an amazing player. What did he do in Brooklyn? What did he do in Milwaukee? I just am saying, like, it just feels like Luka wore this entire thing like that it was a failure when they were just in the finals. Like, how is that a negative? And I think that's what crushes Mavs fans the most. Like, you were building. Yeah.
I don't know. I think the ultimate question is Luka going to end up his career closer to Dirk with a title, or is he going to end up like James Harden, where he is going to win an MVP and have millions of numbers? And I think part of that's like, how does Luka develop? And so far, the signs are good in LA because he's got his body in shape, LeBron style. I think it's going to end up more like Dirk, but I think there's a chance he just ends up as this amazing statistical player who falls just short of a title. And you know why? It's really, really hard to build a champion in the NBA, especially with that those stupid Thunder looming around. They could win the next 6 titles in the West the way they're playing. So I do think there's a lot TBD. No, Nico, I'm not defending the trade, just to be clear, but I like the caller said, I understand the thinking. It's not easy to build a champion around Luka Doncic.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We got more on the firing of Nico Harrison, the architect of the Luka Doncic trade, in just a moment. Plus, a superstar's on the verge of return in the NFL. It's the Maggie Perloff Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.